You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Now, arguably, Brian Elias, before the draft happens, many people feel mock drafts are pointless. And right afterwards, before the season gets underway, what else is equally pointless is over and unders. The amount of wins that Vegas and people prognosticate will take place. Hour three underway. ESPN New Orleans, Gus Kattengill, Brian Elise, Jordan the intern here in the Metairie Studios. Joey back over in the La Rose Studios. If you'd like to chime in on any of the topics of conversation we're throwing in there, feel free to do so. 800-998-1003. You can tweet at us at ESPN Radio. Nola, we've touched on David Tepper, expected to be the new Panthers owner. Essentially, it's happening. There's got to approve it in the May owners meetings of the 22nd over in Atlanta. $2.2 billion is what he's purchasing it for. Brian, 2014, the last NFL franchise that went up for sale, $1.4 billion. So it's gone up a little bit. And also the Rockets last year in the NBA sold for $2.2 billion in that aspect as well. Three-fourths of the owners have to approve. He's a minority owner in Pittsburgh, and he said something per Adam Schefter, or is, I guess, kind of establishing already the philosophy what the Panthers are going to be.
Yeah.
I kind of like it if I'm a Saints fan.
Yeah, no question. I think his idea that he kind of wants to be more, I guess, conservative when it comes to spending money as far as free agency is concerned. He wants to kind of build the continuity and the stability of a franchise and kind of model that Steeler way. And, of course, I'm a little confused on what that means as far as how he's going to handle his coaching situation and maybe his front office situation as it comes to that, because Pittsburgh Steelers have only had three coaches in their entire history of the franchise. Ron Rivera is not a guy that was hired by Tepper. I'm really curious to see what happens with that.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think one of the things that'll be interesting as well to look at here is, you know, when he says you don't want to set the market in free agency.
I love the idea that he won't be the guy that's going to overpay, simply because Carolina's going to have some free agents that are going to come about real soon that are going to need to be paid.
You just wonder if Cam Newton is going to be on board with the winning at all costs, it all takes sort of thing.
I question that, because I question Cam. I don't know how dedicated he really is to being, I guess, the work that you hear about Drew Brees putting in, calling your receivers in the offseason, going to San Diego, working. I don't know if that's Cam Newton. I hope it's not.
Could be bringing him yogurt.
He doesn't even have that anymore.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. I still think the best commercial of all time was the Play 60.
Oh, with him and the kid?
Yeah, and the kid's warming up his arm.
The fact that kid might be taking his place soon.
I think the kid might complete more.
Yeah, definitely. Can't hurt.
When did that commercial
come out? The Play 60 commercial?
Yeah.
Four years ago?
Yeah, maybe four or five years ago.
Something of that nature. Reuben Foster, it's a weird situation. The ex-girlfriend has an attorney and says, I'm willing to testify I lied to police. He has three felonies on him.
Yes.
Assault weapons charge is one. The other charge is threatening her to not testify and obstruction. And the other, of course, is assaulting her. But that's the thing that would stand out to me the most, is the fact that there's already proof, apparently. It's a charge that he tried to keep her from.
Correct.
From testifying and tried to keep her from telling police the truth.
And apparently this is going down Thursday, by the way.
Right.
So, I mean, this is coming up really quickly that she's going to backtrack her statements and say that, you know, she was not actually assaulted and was not a victim of domestic violence. And when things like this happen, and I don't know the situation, I wasn't there, I didn't see any pictures that came out afterwards, but apparently she went to law enforcement and they had enough evidence to go and arrest him. And all of a sudden you're backtracking this. It just reeks of somebody got paid to say that this didn't happen. So there must be some type of back alley deal worked out to where she's going to, you know, recant her statement.
One of the other things that's interesting is now the Saints raised ticket prices this year. Why are y'all shaking y'all's head? I mean, they win, sell out. I mean, it,
waiting list.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense for them, right?
I'd feel better about it if, you know, it was a retractable dome or something like that. Like, if I could see where the tickets
That could be coming. Well, you know where it's going. Number nine.
I mean, it's
50 mil guaranteed. Where do you think it's going?
I don't know.
Maybe, you know what's coming up for new contracts here in the next couple of years, right?
Maybe they're using that money to pay
Lattimore,
for the taxes.
Kamara, Thomas. I mean, that's coming. So, you got to, you know.
Or maybe they're using it to pay for the taxes that apparently Gil was going to have to sell the Pelicans.
That's right. Sell the Pelicans. Oh, and by the way, AD's going to Boston.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Might as well throw
that out there. That again. I want to say a day after the Pels lost. I saw more of that as well.
It's insane.
Yeah. I think you tweeted out. Didn't you tweet it out?
Yes, because Boston fans apparently after they beat Cleveland the first game, all of a sudden forgot that they were just chasing AD.
Yeah.
I'm like, when? How?
Yeah.
How did you forget
still
this?
Still chasing AD. Yeah. Anyway, the whole point of this is the Falcons, and I'll give them credit for one thing. Hear me out before you throw something at me as Jordan puts down the headset. Stop it. Just listen. I thought their concession prices in their new stadium, the Sphincter, was really, really
reasonable.
Smart.
Yes.
Okay? Because, and again, I'm not even talking about the dome foam and the beverages, which, again, I guess it's done to limit how much you can drink so you don't get as drunk in the game, because I can't afford $11 beers, or many of them, right? But it shouldn't cost you a 20 to get a nacho and a soda for two.
Yeah.
And it's
not
a 20.
Even for two.
It's a 20.
It's one.
I mean, it's a 20.
Yeah.
Well, the Ravens, they've sold out every game in their 20-year history at M&T Bank Stadium, but they're seeing a lot of empty seats. Not winning does a lot, okay? But they are following the lead of the Atlanta Falcons. They've dropped prices of concessions by 50%.
Wow.
Right? And I'm sorry. The Falcons lowered prices on food and beverage by 50% from the year before they moved to Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Correct.
And they found that fans spent 16% more. So there's proof. I mean, it's true. My dollar goes more.
Or maybe they just, decide to put their money into the alcohol-infused cupcakes.
But it's crazy when you think about it, right? So if I'm going to already spend $20, but I can get more, what they found was you'll probably spend an extra 10.
Correct.
To get a little bit more.
Correct.
So I spent $10 more than I would normally have spent. And that's true. Because if I go up to the concession stand and Anna's like, give me a Sprite and some nacho, and I'm going to get a dog and a Coke.
Yeah.
And my 20 is gone.
That's
I'm probably done.
Yeah, you're not spending anything else.
You know, I'm probably done when it comes from that standpoint. And they said they found that. So they're going to lower. They're holding a news conference Thursday to officially announce the price reductions on food and drink. I get alcohol. The alcohol is the...
Yeah, that's your seller.
That's the moneymaker on a lot of different things, right? Fairs, festivals, whatever. Yeah. The beer tent is always the place that gets the money. So you want to use that, that's fine.
Yeah.
I do think... popcorn shouldn't be like $6.
No.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be like that. Nachos should never be $8.50. It really honestly shouldn't be. And I've always argued this as well. And I get there's a food company that does what they don't. I always think, especially for the people away or something, your place should have something unique about it.
Yes.
You know, and I get there's the Zatarain's Kitchen or something like that in the arena and stuff, but it is one place we can go get something, but I should be able to get me some like beignets or things of that nature, that something that's like unique, like New Orleans, like the jambalaya, some gumbo and stuff. And it shouldn't be priced $15.
Here's an idea.
You know, I just
rent out space. Why don't you rent out a space like
the food court?
Yeah. Chick-fil-A now is in Atlanta. Now, mind you, it's the funniest thing that Chick-fil-A's there and they're closed
on Sunday.
But why don't you do that? Why don't you bring in a Subway and have them rent a space inside the dome, and now you charge them, to rent that space?
Yeah, I tell you what, that's an interesting point. If you have at least one section of the dome where it's like the food court, restaurants or something can go in there, and I just think it would be unique. You know, I mean, can you just imagine the smell? I don't know if it's feasible or not, but can you imagine the smell? Because we were in a Champions Club.
Correct.
For the Zurich Classic.
Correct.
And in a Champions Club, all you smelled was the char-grilled oysters.
Oh,
can you imagine Drago's? Just three.
That's what you do. But
and
you
it
make
just gave
it,
you
yeah.
three, right? But just imagine it. Like, I'd pay $7 for that.
Exactly.
You know, seven for three, and I'd get a little taste, with a little bread to it
no
or something.
Question.
But I'm just saying, like, it'd be cool to have restaurants that are unique to the area
that's
you can go and get it. And now that would be the premium. That's fine. If you want to charge me $12 for those three or something. But again, it's something that I can't have anywhere else.
Exactly.
Because here's the thing. I can get better nachos anywhere else. It's
exactly.
Just, and the hot dogs, make it unique.
You make, here's the, bid on it. Make these restaurants bid on it.
I agree.
You can have a Cafe Du Monde. You can have, I guess maybe, like you said, a Drago's. And then maybe you have something that's more along the lines of kind of something like New Orleans, like, forgive me for saying it this way, Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you could have one of them in there because those are three things that people kind of, use New Orleans for.
Look, and I understand it in mass and stuff like that. Ann and I have had this discussion about Disney World and the food being, I'm like, it's mass. You have to have so much of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to feed 70,000 people.
Correct.
So I understand that's why it's easier to have a food company.
Yeah.
Right. Do it than individual.
That's
and
why
I get
you bid it out. Now, you bid it out. You make them pay you make them pay you space to be there, and then you get your money there.
And I know, and I've seen it at the arenas. You can get your red beans, right? But it's by the vat. I don't know. I just
it's not the same.
My thing is it would be interesting because again, when I was on the road way back when I was part of the Saints broadcast crew, San Francisco, it's known for Asian. They had like chop suey. It was great. Like you go to Kansas City, it's barbecue.
Yeah.
It's, it's like you expect it. You just
there
knew.
There shouldn't be better food at the tailgate than there is inside the building.
Well, and again,
especially in New Orleans. Just saying. I'd be perfectly fine seeing some people, bid for spots. And then of course, if, Mrs. Gail Benson wants to, maybe you take a percentage of even that.
I tell you what, I would make it even more unique.
Yeah.
I'd make it even more unique. Have four spots in the dome.
Yeah.
Okay. One in all four corners, like north, south, east, west. Imagine that. One spot. Okay.
Yeah.
That you can have sort of as a competition or whatever, where you have local folks go do it because we tailgate so well.
Yeah.
And you could do it by the game. It's eight of them.
Yeah.
Right. The two preseason, that's fine. But those four spots are, Brian does chicken wings that are fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Go sell them. You'll get that one spot. You get one game.
Yeah.
You can go do your whatever your tailgate of choice is.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun on a home game. You have an official Saints person that goes to all the different tailgates.
Yeah.
And goes, that looks unique. You're doing Gator sticks, Gator meat on a stick. That's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? In two home games, we're going to let you sell that for an hour. I just think it'd be fun to maybe kind of look at it from that perspective to kind of, see if that, I don't even know if it's possible. I know the FDA and
that's
all
that. That's what I was going to say. I think that might be a little bit tricky, but yeah.
I think it'd be kind of cool. Or maybe you make it a sort of festival thing where you can do it like, at the Saints facility, like in the off season, leading to the draft. Hey, come, show us that you belong in the dome on game day because you can tailgate your food or whatever. And you have that triad out there, and then here, that one home game, you get to do it. I just think it'd be unique to do it that way. I'm not saying do all of, you get one.
Yeah.
You get one crew that does a really good job on, wings or the jambalaya that they do or the, whatever. Yeah. I just think it'd be interesting to do it that way because there is one thing for sure that everyone brags about. Their tailgate's the best.
Correct.
Right?
I think let's fuse the ideas. I think you still set up your east, west, north, south. You bid those out to the local restaurants.
Right. And just four.
Yeah, so those four. So you'll have Drago's, Cafe Du Monde, somebody else. You put those
one
out
place
there.
Known for burgers, sliders.
Exactly. So
one place known for, pastas and stuff.
Exactly.
Do that.
You put those out there, you let them bid for it. That's a contract that's locked in. You of course you charge them revenue space or space to be there, and then maybe you get a percentage of whatever revenue they get. So not everybody's getting paid. And then you do one particular spot, maybe a kiosk, and that's who you have. You have the tailgater of the week, a tailgater of the month, and bingo. Now you got a kiosk to sell your stuff up in there.
You're
super
right.
Super fan
you're
kiosk,
right. Like
whatever.
Where you can get like the nachos
exactly.
To the side.
Yeah, like a kiosk, little alligator on a stick, whatever it is that you do.
Something
right
different,
there.
Unique. I don't know. Just like I said, for a place that's known for its people, its party, its revelry, and its food, when you go to a dome game, it's the same when you go to WrestleMania. It's the same when you go to the Bayou Club, there's no difference. Does that make any sense? And look, I'm not picking. I'm just saying I think we could do better.
We can. I know, there's a pizza company that's in that. We can do a lot better. LPK, if they're in a dome, I'm going there. Saying.
Like I said, there's a couple of places here that are solid. I almost think it'd be kind of cool. And again, I understand it's busy and all that, but dude, have like, you know, worlds or themes. You know, pizza's on one side, you have like, Italian on one side.
You have a Mardi Gras theme over here and, you know, maybe a football theme and a Pelicans theme. I'm like,
it goes back again to why this dome needs renovation.
Yes.
When we were at Mania, dude, it was nuts. A, not only did you run out of stuff. Again, it was because of the length of time. I get it. But also, it's crowded in there. It's hard it's dark. It's just, I don't know. It's why the dome is being studied right now to be renovated.
Correct.
And because to do what I think we're talking about, you probably need to redo a lot of those areas.
You're
how big are those kitchens? How big?
Exactly.
You know, if we want to do more than that, a lot of that stuff is just, it's actually made off site.
Correct.
And it's brought in and heated.
Correct.
At the dome because you don't have proper facilities to actually cook and make it in there. Yeah. The newer stadiums do have all of that.
Yeah.
So you have these vast kitchens and things that I ain't sure you can do.
I think there's a way they can make it work, and I think it's profitable. So why not explore it?
Well, at the same point, when your franchise is worth over $1 billion,
yeah, you can take a risk.
Saints really need to, like I said, that one kiosk for the tailgater of the week or something like that. Do you really need to charge them that space? I
mean, you're making like a super fan thing or something like that. It's a season ticket holder, maybe.
Right. Here's a chance for you to do that and make a little change or something.
Exactly.
I mean, you know. Trust me, they're making money.
And of course, they can always do it as a tax write-off, and guess what? You get it back anyway.
Exactly right. I said, do it for charity or something. I think it'd be fun because, man, all you hear is LSU tailgaters, we're the best, you know, or Saints tailgaters, we're the best. And people have unique foods and do unique dishes or drinks, little cocktails that people come up with or things, whatever. I don't know. It'd be fun to do. But again, it all goes back to renovating that area and space to where you can sort of do that. Because you could do this outside if maybe those parking garages weren't there. I've said this before.
They need to go.
That was one of the things I would do. Bye-bye parking garages.
Yes.
That parking garage that used to be attached to the mall, you add that up, you take that lot that's next to it that's empty, you put a parking garage on that, you make it like Universal or Disney Springs now. Yeah. It used to be downtown Disney where you put moss on the outside so it's aesthetically pleasing, it looks green, and it's everything's covered. Boom, there's your parking.
You got they have plenty of area around
and then those
there so
four
they can build
blocks
up.
Where you have right now the garages, that's open now. It's open space. It's a green space. You can tailgate on it. You put tents. You do whatever.
They can afford to buy up some property around there if they wanted to build up some parking garages.
Because I think close to the dome. Call it the tailgate tent area. I mean, like when you go like the Tulane in the quad, you can go bring your tent and tailgate.
Yeah.
Make it a place where I can grab my blue tent that I go buy at Academy or something and go tailgate there and, you know, leave it there and it's secured. You know, put like some chains on, you know, put it into the ground and stuff so I can leave my stuff until after the game. I think it'd be great. And there, if you want to do that, you can charge that spot.
Why not?
Hey, $50 for your tailgate
square. Premium spot. Exactly. Premium.
Where I can bring my tent, my chairs. You know, you have maybe somewhere to dispose of coal and, you know, things that there's running water. I would absolutely do that.
If we can sit here and do this. On a whim. Because this is not one of today's topics. We just kind of, got branched off into it. If we can do this, why isn't somebody, you know, down at
I mean, you got to think about it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Just in case this ever gets out there, Sports Hangover royalties, baby.
We did. Sports Hangover continues after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Like family, you can dine in, carry on, or the Jambalaya Shop, where the secret's in the pot.
Double Eagle deals at Golf Tech are the perfect combination of a great swing with the right clubs. This is a rare opportunity to get started with a swing evaluation or Tech Fit club fitting for only $95 from the world leader in golf improvement. Golf Tech Metairie is located at 3213 17th Street, or find your nearest Golf Tech at golftec.com.
Swing better, play better. Golf Tech.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Over under win totals, scores, predictions, CBSSports.com and a couple other folks doing score predictions, and also CBSSports.com putting out top 11 possibilities for Rookie of the Year. We'll go through this quickly first, and then we'll go over to the over and under and score predictions. Brian and Oles, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Top 11 candidates. We start with number 11, Rashad Penny, running back for the Seahawks. Now, I could see somebody in that situation there. I mean, I'm trying to, Jimmy Graham's gone.
Yeah. If Russell Wilson is pretty much all you got. The Legion of Boom is no longer.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to carry the load.
I could see that. San Diego State, he averaged 7 yards per rush on 199 carries. He had a 2,000-yard masterpiece in 2017. Did you ever watch the special on this kid?
No.
He was on College Game Day. Look it up. Rashad Penny, College Game Day. The story on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those tearjerker ones. It was really
I wonder about Seattle's offensive line. That's about it. Other than that, I think, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Number 10. Mike Gesicki, tight end for the Dolphins.
Who's throwing him the ball?
I mean, how quickly you forget about the Ryan Tannehill.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Thank you. The Ryan Tannehill. Number 9, DJ Moore, wide receiver for your Carolina Panthers.
I would almost say yes, this is a good one, except the idea that DJ Moore is short. Cam can't hit short receivers.
Oh, you don't know.
Okay.
They're already saying he's what Ted Ginn was.
Oh, of course he is.
DJ Moore. Number 8, Royce Freeman, running back, Broncos. Now, he has to share the backfield with Devontae Booker.
I don't know. Denver just, they're not the same. They're not the same running game that they used to have.
Here you go. Number 7, Tre'Quan Smith.
Done. Winner.
Tre'Quan Smith. CBSSports.com, hello, golden opportunity. Smith's statistics at Central Florida improve each season, culminated with a 59 grab, 1,171 yard, 13 touchdown, 2017. His 19.8 yards per catch last season indicates Smith can stretch the field. He ran a 4.49 at the combine at nearly 6.2203. Ginn, though he's displayed minimal, if any, signs of slowing down, will be 34 when the regular season starts. Smith very well could sneak into his downfield role by October and hit a variety of big plays along touchdowns during his rookie season. Again, we're talking about the big role or big loss or just a regular loss by Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
He's going to get at least 2 targets.
Easily.
At least 2 targets a game.
Easily.
The tight end position is going to get at least 2 targets a game.
Again, yeah.
Cameron Meredith's going to get at least 2 targets a game.
Yeah.
I mean, I could easily see at least 6 to 10, and that makes up for the Ingram loss.
Yeah.
But I think, look, Tre'Quan Smith, again, I know people thought that I was putting JT Barrett into the Rookie Minicamp Hall of Fame with that play. You were there. You saw it. But Tre'Quan Smith catching it and turning it up the field immediately, I thought was a nice sign.
Yeah.
You know, already from him.
Yeah. You know, we go to these camps and everybody wants to know, what'd you see and how they look?
What'd you do?
Yeah. How they look? Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as they don't trip over themselves, then you're pretty much, you know, you're getting what you're getting what you're out there for. But sometimes, like you said with the Traquan Smith play, there's certain little nuances you can see that that's not what a rookie normally does in that situation. And those were one of those plays where you're like,
I just look at little things like, you know, are the hands extended? Is he catching it up? You know, the sound the ball makes when it hits his hand. I mean, you can sort of see he looked
who was
confident.
It that we had, it was a few years back. And I mean, the ball would touch his hands and it just sounded like a gun was going off.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the wide receiver. Every time he tried to catch the ball, it just sounded horribly. I mean, it sounded like he was fighting someone, punching a punching bag. I can't remember who this was. And no, it was not Brandon Coleman. Don't tell me that. I want to say it may have been, I don't think it was Nick Toon. Who was it? Give me a second. I'll find. I know we got time. Okay. I'll remember who that receiver was. Right.
Number six, Kerryon Johnson, running back for the Lions. It's a good team. Darius Geis, running back for the Redskins. I think he has an opportunity to be Rookie of the Year.
I think he'd be one of the leaders in the clubhouse.
He can run. Yeah. He can really run. Anthony Miller, wide receiver for the Bears. Saquon Barkley, number three for the Giants. Number two, Ronald Jones, running back for the Buccaneers. That's not a good sign.
No.
That's not a good sign. CBSSports.com says he's another rookie finding himself in the number one role. Also, the Buccaneers have quietly built a strong run-blocking offensive line, bringing in center Ryan Jensen, one of the most underrated moves during the free agency period. Jones is a slasher who has rare top gear and runs extremely hard between the tackles despite his smaller frame. With Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate out wide, the opposition will likely zero in on the Tampa Bay passing game, which should take defenders out of the box for the former USC star. As a team, the Buccaneers scored just 8 rushing touchdowns in 2017. That's a figure likely to increase. And Marlon Favorite, here you go. The number one player they predict will win Rookie of the Year, Michael Gallup of your Dallas Cowboys. That's all the time we have for the Cowboys, don't you? What you think? That's about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should never, ever speak of the Cowboys.
Right, I was just wondering if, you know, you wanted to give a take on that or not, but that's fine. I'll tell you, we've been pretty blessed the last several days. Uptown Ruler joining us on the Sports Hangover. What you got, Uptown Ruler?
Hey, man, all the Cowboys, Tampa Bay fans, Carolina fans, Atlanta fans, they are bombs.
I'm not disagreeing. Go ahead.
Hey, look, let me say it this way. Cam Newton can't throw the ball to nobody this year. He don't know anybody on the team now.
There you go, Brian. Doesn't know him.
I don't know him either.
He knows Greg Olsen. He's still there.
He gone.
No, he's there.
He's going to be going in the broadcast booth.
No, he signed a 2-year deal.
He's still going to quit.
No, he's still there. Anybody else?
Who? You think, Cam Newton going to quit?
No. You see what you did? Now you confused Uptown Ruler. He's talking about Greg Olsen and tight end.
Oh, well he needs to quit with Cam Newton, too.
Mm-hmm.
They need to. Both of them need to hang their hats up on the sidelines. In fact, hang their heads on the sidelines. That'd be better.
Well, Cam does a pretty good job of that.
Yeah,
he does.
Almost decapitates people when he's
stop it. Them.
Yeah, I don't like Cam Newton because he came down here and talked bad about our city. That's why he got punched in the mouth. Somebody should have whipped us like Katrina.
He made a Katrina comment.
Yeah, he said it.
Remember.
Oh, that's right. He sure did.
Yeah, he sure did. See, he would understand that, but, you know, he's wearing his Panthers hat right now. New owner, new attitude, new era, right?
Hashtag keep getting pounded.
Uptown Ruler. There he is.
And he keeps complaining about... He keeps complaining about that nobody won't give him no calls. But see, he didn't talk bad about these people in other cities. That's why the referees don't give him no calls.
There you go.
That's why referees they always let him get sacked back there and fumble the ball. That's why they always sacking him back there.
Uptown Ruler's ready, by the way, for the regular season.
I think he's ready. I think he's been ready since last season ended.
And with the Cowboys, see, we're going to be ready for them. So Cowboys fans, get ready because I'm coming to Texas Stadium. And I'm coming mad. So y'all ready? I'm ready. I've been ready. I've been ready for football. After football season ended, I was ready for football.
There he goes. Uptown Ruler. November 29th cannot get here soon enough for Uptown Ruler.
Not at all. And I have found out who the mystery man was.
Who's that?
Kyle Prater. And if you don't remember Kyle Prater, he was like 6'5".
I don't remember.
He was like 6'5". Just, I mean, the guy looked like he was chiseled from stone. I mean, he was like a big, it was him and Brandon Coleman at the time. Both were just really, really, really big guys that you, I mean, but Kyle Prater had a lot more weight. Of course, Brandon Coleman's a lot more slender. And I mean, every time he caught the ball, it just sounded like cannon was going off. I mean, he just couldn't get it for anything. That was it.
What was the point of all this?
I have no idea. I just made me.
I was just wondering where we were going with this.
Yeah, I forgot. Thanks a lot.
Wow. What just happened?
I know. You know what? Maybe it was the Uptown Ruler coming in with his magic.
That is food. Yeah, back to LeBron and Michael.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You skipped out on me last time.
I don't know what you're talking about. I won the argument. It's over.
No, you didn't.
Done.
Done. Of those little, you know, game-winning highlights that you played, you do realize that that was only 7 game winners.
Game winners.
2 of them said that for the tie in the clip.
And then they won.
No. See, he shot the ball and they tied up. But LeBron, on the other hand, has 7 career go-ahead shots in the final 5 seconds. Yeah. Goat. Buzzer beaters. Less than 5 seconds on the clock in fourth quarter or overtime. LeBron James, 5. Michael Jordan, 3. It's right there. ESPN stats and info.
That's inaccurate. I mean, I just played you 7 to your. If you're saying it's seven, they're putting 3 on him, that's inaccurate.
In the final seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime.
Right.
This is in a playoff.
I mean, this is what your people do over here.
What do you mean, what, our people?
Yeah, you're LeBronites.
LeBronites.
Yeah, this is what you people do. If Jordan Shaw's at 7 seconds, oh, it wasn't at 5. It wasn't at 5.
What do you mean by you people?
If Jordan shoots at 5, LeBron hit it at 3.
Did you not see the banking? Did you see the game went off the glass LeBron did? I've never seen anything like it.
Never.
Never.
Never, even though I just played you highlights where Jordan kissed it off the glass twice.
I mean, just because he hit a lucky shot once, but it's not the same thing as what LeBron did.
That's right. Never happened. The LeBron 3-game winner. That's right. You just heard Jordan hit the game winning on a 3, right?
LeBron does it all the time.
Never happened, though.
No, Jordan did it and tied the game.
It's just unbelievable how people, it never happened. I've never seen anyone do it.
How many times has Jordan even swept anybody out of the playoffs?
Oh, come on. You know what?
LeBron does it all the time. There's a team in Toronto that's called LeBronto now because of him. He renamed the team. He owns them.
The team that LeBron had to resurrect from the grave, Cleveland. Do you remember how Michael broke their hearts repeatedly?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Huh?
I'm so glad
you remember
said
that.
Yes.
Yes.
And see, that's
I forgot the Elo shot. Yeah, no one's ever seen that before.
That's what makes LeBron even greater.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, and I mean nobody,
cared
about little old Cleveland. It was the city of losers. The drive,
really?
The fumble, and all that stuff that went on with
Chicago
the Browns.
Chicago was a hotbed of hoops before Jordan, wasn't it?
The Browns moved in the middle of just canceled them. They're no longer here. Just move. You're done.
Uh-huh.
You're not even in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
And LeBron single-handedly put
single-handedly
put that city on his back.
You know what? We actually have someone from Cleveland on the other end over here. Joey. Joey, how you doing, Joey? What's going on, Joey?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah, see, he's all right. See, that's how Cleveland people sound like right there. All right. Okay.
Yeah, we're number
how
one.
Many LeBron jerseys and pairs of LeBron sneakers do you have since he single-handedly resurrected your city is the only reason you call yourself a Clevelandite because of LeBron James?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. None.
Mm-hmm. None.
That's because he donated it all when he moved to New Orleans. He doesn't need it now.
I got Busta Brown. Not LeBron, Busta Brown.
Exactly.
See? Yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go Manziel.
Joey doesn't need it now. He's down here.
Go Manziel. That's what he...
Exactly. Wow. See? He's still confused because of the voodoo that Johnny Manziel put on the Cleveland Browns. But don't worry.
No,
LeBron
gambling's
James
coming back.
LeBron single-handedly took that all away.
Gambling's coming
exactly
back.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
I hear you, Joey.
Yep.
That's what LeBron does. He gives people hope.
What are you talking about, hope?
What do you mean? What am I talking
about? People think he's leaving next year. Hope is he giving anyone?
Here's what you need to know.
Seriously, what hope is he giving people? His own teammates say, Kevin Love, this year, 2 weeks ago, said, I have no idea if he's coming back.
That's because he doesn't tell anybody his next move.
That sounds like hope to you?
What? Okay. When LeBron was wearing the number 23 prior to him going, taking his talents to South Beach. Cleveland Cavaliers, were they a good team? Just yes or no, please.
You told me they went to the finals, though, right?
When they went
to the finals, so they can't be a terrible team.
Okay, what happened when he left?
Oh my gosh!
And then what happened when he came back?
I don't know.
Everywhere LeBron goes, they win.
Really?
Everywhere he goes, they win.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Olympic gold medalist.
NBA
champion of them all.
Wait a minute. So now the U.S. won the gold because of LeBron.
That's the only reason that they won.
That's all the time we have for this segment. Quick break. We come back. I will come back and beat that down. Please. Feel free. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to help me in the beating of this. I mean, seriously?
When Jordan won gold, they didn't even have teams in Lithuania and Australia and everywhere else. He beat a bunch of nobodies. Who? Who?
Kobe.
You mean the third best player to ever play for the Lakers? Him?
Wow.
That's what you want me to think about?
Wow, the disrespect. No one puts up a basketball and says, "Bro." The disrespect.
Oh, that's thanks to Dave Chappelle. And secondly, can I say Magic? Can I say Kareem? And then you can say Kobe? He's Byron Scott-esque.
Let me tell you what, LeBron's no Craig Elo. Or Mark Price.
Whoa. You know what? Go to the break. Go to the break.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
So much I want to do.
Hello, I'm Billy Mackin, the director of the Spine Center of Excellence at Thibodaux Regional. Have you had a recent neck or back injury, or have you been suffering with recurrent neck and back pain? Have you been searching for relief? Thibodaux Regional has developed a unique approach to treating neck and back disorders. The Spine Center of Excellence provides a comprehensive, patient-centered approach to ensure that you receive the right care at the right time from the right provider. Spine Center is different because it offers centralized access to multiple specialties and services. Patients and their referring physicians are led by nurse navigators through a process of assessment and treatment, individually tailored to the patient's unique condition. In addition to total care coordination, the Spine Center's comprehensive services include everything from high-tech diagnostic imaging to physical therapy, surgery, alternative medicines, and chronic pain services. If you're experiencing back or neck pain, call today, 985-493-4501. The Spine Center of Excellence at Thibodaux Regional will put you on the path back to your normal routine.
This Medical Minute was sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, nationally recognized for providing the highest level of quality care and patient satisfaction.
New Orleans Roast Coffee and Tea brings 17 years combined experience to its coffee roasting with its small batch roasting facility located in the Marigny. Its coffee is crafted by the fine folks at PJ's Coffee. New Orleans Roast offers dark and medium roast, chicory, and southern pecan. Enjoy it in 12-ounce bags or K-cups at grocers like Dornack, Langenstein, Robert, Bromart, Rouse's, and Separdo's. Even get it delivered to your door through NewOrleansRoast.com or Amazon and Amazon Prime. New Orleans Roast, as flavorful as the city it calls home.
You feel pain every time you open your electric bill? Well, start saving now by installing TAP spray insulation from Terminex. TAP attic insulation saps energy draining drafty attics, and it makes your home more energy efficient. And Terminex TAP insulation offers all-season protection, saving you money in summer as well as in winter. It also controls pests like silverfish, ants, and cockroaches. Call the Terminex insulation experts at 693-3152, and the next time you open your electric bills, you'll say...
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors.
You know, I like to say it as a polarizing question. Jordan, go to at ESPN and retweet via ESPN New Orleans. The question that ESPN wants to know, Brian, it's not MJ or LeBron. It's Warriors mom or Rockets guy. Did you see this? Who dances best? Warriors mom or Rockets guy in the stands? They're both disturbing.
I just don't want either one of them to ever do that.
I'm going Warriors mom.
Yeah, because that guy just looks like he's having a seizure.
Yeah, I'm going Warriors mom. That's my vote. Jordan, you going Warriors mom or Rockets guy?
Warriors guy, because I don't like Eric Gordon.
What now?
Warriors guy, because I don't like Eric Gordon.
No, it's Warriors mom.
Yeah, Warriors mom. Okay, Warriors mom.
Jeez. Jordan, the intern, can't differentiate between mom and guy.
Sorry, I'm trying to retweet this for you.
It's a button. Click the button. That's how difficult.
Research is, Gus.
Brian, you see what I have to deal with? This is the internships I get.
I can understand why. You're not giving him clear direction. And you're trying to make him multitask.
Really? Derek wants to chime in. Thank you for calling the Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. What you got, Derek?
Hey, man, did I hear that man say that LeBron's Olympic team was better than the Dream Team?
I heard him say, not only that, I heard him say it's the only reason they won gold.
I don't understand what we're laughing at. I don't understand what we're laughing
you.
At.
I think, Derek. Derek, the radio's all yours, my friend. It's all yours. Go ahead.
Look, man, you had the purest shooters from the outside on the Dream Team. Most of basketball today is done on inside. There's no way a team like the Dream Team would shoot you from the outside to depth. There's no comparison.
What? What? So you're telling me that the Dream Team had better shooters in their era than right now? Have you heard of a guy named Steph Curry?
I said the Dream Team had a lot better shooters from the outside. Back in that era,
no.
The team had a lot of shooters from the outside. Today's basketball is all drive-in, dunk, mostly inside stuff. It's not outside like it used to be. When you get
what Derek's saying is more mid-range jumpers and guys that can just make regular shots.
Then Derek would be incorrect, because if you want to pay attention to the Dream Team, then they didn't really have great outside shooters. Let me run this down to you. David Robinson, he sounds like an outside shooter to you. What about Patrick Ewing? He's an outside shooter?
You just brought up the two centers, the only two centers on the team.
Okay.
That's who you're starting your conversation with.
It's Clyde.
I mean, seriously.
Okay, so let me continue.
Oh, please. No, wait. Clyde who? Please say his last name.
Is Clyde Drexler a great outside shooter? Is he a great outside shooter?
Oh,
is Charles Barkley a great outside shooter? Has Magic Johnson ever been considered a great outside shooter? I'll give you two. I'll give you two. Chris Mullin, Larry Bird, Dems it.
Really?
Dems is it.
That's it.
That's right. That's the only.
Steph Curry's not getting a shot off of any of those people.
You blasphemous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little man.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen or anybody covering Steph Curry is going to send this ball into the front row.
Oh, my God. Oh, I cannot wait.
Dude, that Dream Team would smoke this Dream Team.
Not behind the arc.
What do you mean beyond the arc? You got to get the shot off beyond the arc.
Y'all are saying that.
Y'all are
pass,
what?
That,
stop.
Team.
I don't. Dude, that Dream Team would destroy them.
They destroy.
That's not even. I mean, this is not even debatable. This is not even debatable.
Okay, which
here we go again.
Which Olympic
here we go
team
again
do you
with,
want me to bring
no,
up?
Here we go again with your recent memory of NBA history. Steph Curry is the only person that can ever shoot a three. He's the best shooter of all time. Nobody else can shoot. Nobody else can shoot.
No, of course. Klay Thompson is also on his team, and who's going to stop him?
You know what? Brent, thank you for joining the conversation. 800-998-1003. What you got?
I don't think there's any doubt that LeBron James is a great player, but I think that the thing that, for me, that distinguishes Michael Jordan as being far superior is for the last 4 years, LeBron James has played on 8 teams in 4 years, because the team that he starts the season with is not the team that they end the season with. So he starts the season, doesn't like the pieces, and then he has the general manager go out and get him some more pieces. I mean, I can only imagine what Michael Jordan would have done if, in the middle of the season, hey, you know what? I'm going to change out some pieces in the middle of the season. That didn't happen. He did what he did with the team that he started the season with, and they progressively gotten better. So there's really no comparison. I mean, what LeBron has done, I don't even think it's close. And then you want to ask why is he not as popular as Michael Jordan was? And I'll tell you why. LeBron is not a very likable guy. Anybody who calls himself the king, I mean, he tweets, oh, congratulations to the king. He's about to score 30,000. I mean, that is extreme. Michael Jordan was not that. Look, he'll cut your heart out in a minute on the field or on the golf course. But he was not a very arrogant person. He was very likable. I wasn't a Bulls fan until Michael Jordan got there. But guess what? I'm a huge Michael Jordan fan. My son's named after him. LeBron James, when he retires, I still won't be a fan because he's not very likable. Even Kobe. I didn't like Kobe in his prime, but Kobe grew on you. He became somebody who people would embrace. And guess what?
He grew on you like a fungus.
Mamba.
Say again?
Right. Kobe grew on you like a fungus. I wanted to point
just one thing out. You just made a point a minute ago saying that the guy from Cleveland who's on your show, well, he don't have any Cleveland stuff because he's here now. Well, listen, I'm a New Orleanian, and everywhere I've lived, I didn't get rid of my Saints stuff. I kept it because I was a Saints fan. Cleveland and LeBron, listen, they have no chance in this series. And the game isn't the same. And MJ's, without a doubt, far better than LeBron ever will be.
There it is. Brent, caller of the day. There
clearly, Brent has been drinking mimosas and stuff this morning. He's clearly, you know, been day drinking.
Now you're calling into question people's sobriety.
Clearly. I mean, first and foremost, mm-hmm. there was a few things we got to touch on.
Sure.
Michael Jordan just being this great person. Can we stop that?
Fantastic.
Did you not see
the Gatorade commercials?
Oh, that you know what?
Smiling.
That's exactly what fooled all of you.
Did you not see Space Jam?
Yeah, that's what fooled all of you.
Did a movie for kids.
That's what fooled all
of you. Look at him.
And to think that Michael Jordan was just this great person.
Always smiling.
Degenerate gambler.
Always smiling.
Oh, no. He was a horrible teammate.
What are you talking about? He got his team to fight and will.
Yeah, he's
win.
Definitely fighting yeah, was a great
he
part
made
of that.
Them better.
He was an alcoholic.
He's coaching them up.
He was an alcoholic. That quote unquote flu game, he was hungover.
That is not even accurate.
The only reason he had
103 fever.
Yeah, that's what they told you.
Yeah.
That's what they told you. The only reason why LeBron James...
Are you really going with the hungover?
Oh, he was totally hungover.
Unbelievable.
He was totally hungover. But the only reason why LeBron James is scrutinized the way he is and maybe not as likable because he calls himself the king, that's because everybody was too busy patting Michael Jordan on the butt instead. Let me explain this to you all. See if Twitter was around back then when Michael Jordan was out here, that crying Jordan meme would have been all over the place even back then. Because old Michael Jordan, if he misses a shot, would have got slandered out of the wazoo.
Really?
Yeah,
here's
exactly.
the problem. He didn't miss shots.
He kind of did. You know what? Let it be the social media age when instead of Jordan the GOAT taking that shot, he passes it to Steve Kerr. Watch what happens.
You're really good at finding information on Google, right?
Yeah, I'm great.
You're okay. Why don't you find just game winners overall?
Oh, I could do that.
No, please, because that's not even close.
Just who has the most NBA game winners?
Yeah, that's not even between LeBron and it's not even close. Final segment of the beating that has taken place today between Michael Jordan and LeBron continues next. We got time for call. 800-998-1003. We'll come back for Brian Enola East. He's making a valiant effort today.
No, I mean, I'm clearly dominating, but unfortunately for me, I have all these people with Jordan
fans. The fact
that
you think the dream team would lose to today's dream team is...
They played nobody in the Olympics.
Stop it.
I don't even... They were sitting college kids before the dream team went over there.
That's blasphemous. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. Will Brinson, CBSSports.com, the top 10 2018 NFL over-under win totals. The Patriots have the most with 11. Brian, Eagles and Steelers, 10.5. Packers, Vikings, 10. Rams, Saints, 9.5. Falcons, Panthers, Jaguars, 9. So he's got, again, three teams right there from this division battling for playoff spots. It's about accurate.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
10 wins right. would be pretty good for the Saints this year with that schedule.
That's pretty much what everybody
has. That's not
has
saying
them.
That they're bad. No. 10 wins is pretty good.
That's what pretty much everyone that I've seen has them right around 10 wins, but right. I did see that they'd be favored to win the games in right. 15 out of 16 games.
We didn't get a chance to the scores, which we can get into a little bit later this week if you'd like.
Yeah, no question.
Tonight is the NBA lottery draft, right? I mean, you got the envelopes.
When they see who's going to be picking where.
Phoenix has the worst record, has the best chance. Memphis, Dallas, Atlanta, Orlando 5. The story coming out of Orlando is literally the doll, Lil Penny.
Oh, how nice. You know what nobody ever says during the NBA draft?
Is going with him.
Nobody says during the NBA draft, we're trying to find the next Michael Jordan. You know what they say? We're trying to find the next LeBron James.
Because you can't find Michael Jordan. He's the greatest of all time.
That'd be LeBron, thank you. David Stern even said it.
Chicago 6, Sacramento 7, Cleveland 8. Right now. Knicks 9, Philly 10. Charlotte 11, Clippers 12-13, Denver 14. That's your lottery teams.
Where's Boston right now? I may have missed that one.
Not in there.
No, it's Cleveland that owns one of the top picks, don't they? One of the top three picks?
No, 8.
Okay.
Chance to move up. Yeah. All right, who you got tonight, Cavs or Celtics?
LeBron James.
I got Celtics.
You going Celtics? Yeah. Jordan, in the four. Intern going
in
Celtics.
In four?
Boston Celtics, Boston Baked Beans, Boston Marathon, Boston Market. It don't matter. They ain't winning in full.
Yeah, I actually think LeBron today does his, time to go LeBron. And, here's my 40 points.
So you did all of that crying about MJ only to say you're going to take the GOAT tonight.
No, what I'm saying is Michael did it all the time.
Yeah, what do you do all the time?
Win.
Get swept. Because last time I checked.
What are you talking about? Where's the sweep? Where's this magical sweep you're talking about?
Boston swept MJ. Clean up out the playoffs. Little baby Jordan. Yeah, that never
like
happened to
LeBron. Like his first year when he went to the postseason?
His first year. LeBron has never undefeated.
There we go.
Never lost.
That's it. That's all the time we have. I might have to think about letting you back in next week. Hey. Honestly. I'm just saying.
I may just pop up later on this week.
Nope.
You never know.
You know what? You never know. Coming up next, after further review with Matt Moscona, thanks to everybody that tuned in today and chimed into the conversation. Told you it'd be fun. A little back and forth. See you tomorrow. We'll have a little bit of fun. We'll touch on the Western Conference Finals, Game 2, and the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 2, tonight. You can hear right here on ESPN New Orleans. Matt, you're up. After further review on ESPN New Orleans.